I mean, I don't know where to start. It was, I'm a Rockaway resident. My name is Jessica Maroney. I grew up here my whole life. It's been my hometown, my heart, my love, my soul. My family lives on 129th Street. They have a business. No one expected it to be as bad as it was. Like, we all have our crazy stories, but I guess this is mine. Well, I was living in an apartment building and I was on the 7th floor, and my father had told me to stay because it was safe. But they were actually at the house, and it's crazy because we had left for Irene because the media was telling us how terrible it was going to be and how much damage. So we actually evacuated for this one, but I mean, for l the last one, but this one, I mean, no one expected it to be as crazy as it was. And I'm proud to be part of this community because I've seen so many amazing people come out and give so much energy to us and really help us out. But it was about 4 o'clock in the morning, and all of the houses on the block next to us were in flames, and there was screaming, there was pieces of fire, like burning houses, like falling into our yard. It was really chaotic in the water, and from the surge was like slowly coming up the stairs to the 2nd floor. And all of a sudden, the house behind the gas station across the street had caught on fire. And that's when it came to my family's understanding that it was just way too dangerous to stay inside. And they didn't know after leaving whether our house was still going to be there or not. I mean, it was really about our lives, well, their lives, and the importance of that over things. I mean, you realize that things really aren't that important. And it's not about the money and the loss, it's about your family and the closeness and the love, and you'll do anything. And that's kind of what Rockaway is like as a community. We have like the largest community of cops and firefighters and EMTs and rescuers who will by all means like risk their life for anyone before theirs, and just to save a life, to help them out. So in the middle of the night, my whole family, we had a dinghy, like a rowboat, in the yard. And my dad, being amazing, he put them in the boat, and it was like my little sister, my aunt, and my mother. They grabbed like what they could in the time being of like a 5-minute span. And he pulled them down the block to an apartment building. And because the gas station being alarmingly close to the fires was, a concern of it being blown up. And this is literally the second time that has happened in over 10 years, because 10 years ago, November 12th, 2 months after 9/11, a plane crashed and the engine landed like literally in the gas station, knocking the bumper off of a truck. So, this whole situation has been so crazy, but it's brought us a lot closer, to be honest. And, we feel really blessed because it's come very close a lot of times. And, I mean, that's basically my story. I mean, we still need a lot of help in Rockaway. There's a lot of money to nonprofit organizations like TeamRubicon.com and Respond and Rebuild. And I mean, to be honest, it's been almost a month and it still looks like a war zone. And it's really just mind-blowing to look at and see all these military people in your neighborhood and all these cars. You don't even know who they are, but they've been amazing. And our neighborhood and our community has been so grateful for the help, but it's not over yet. We still need a lot of, a lot of help rebuilding, and we're still cleaning up after a month. So we got probably like 5 feet of water in the shop, and it's been a lot of work, but you know what? We're alive and we're grateful for that. And I'm glad to be sharing my story with you. Thank you.